Be the same. Oh, happy day. sing your praise. Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything, and I will sing your praise. You shed your blood for me.
You set your heart.
are grateful for your grace and for your love. I am set free, oh, oh, oh. I am set free, oh, oh. It is for freedom that I am set free. I am set free, oh, oh, oh. I am set free, oh, oh, oh. It is for freedom that I am.
For a long time, there were these laws that God gave His people. You don't gotta sit down. You don't gotta sit down. You don't have to. You can if you want to. There were these laws that God gave His people because they were so rude to one another and hateful to one another that God had to kind of lay down some rules and say, "Look, this is how you should live." Because of how much I love you. What started happening was they didn't keep those rules, they didn't keep those laws. And God said, because you can't keep this law, you fall short of what my standard is. Because you fall short of my standard, and if anyone falls short of my standard and my requirements, they have no part in me. And ultimately, those who fall short of God's standard goes to hell. That's what the Bible teaches us. And we're singing this song, and it says that, so Christ has truly set us free. Make sure that you stay free. This is Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Make sure that you stay free, and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. You have to understand that the law is not just what's in the Bible, but the law is also what rules you make up to try to be a better person. What are your laws that you have created? What are your rules that you have established to make you a better person? The Bible says don't get tied up and don't be enslaved again to a bunch of rules and regulations. You have been set free. Say I. Come on, say I. Say I have been set free. Now, you may not always feel free, but you are free. The Bible wasn't kidding. Jesus wasn't kidding. Like, it's the real deal. Like, you really have been set free. But the enemy, the devil, wants to tell us that we still have a bunch of rules and regulations to keep. You can't keep those rules and regulations. You're going to miserably continue to fail. So you've been set free. Does that make sense? But then it goes on. He says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. You know, people are like, I don't got to go to church, and I don't got to pray, and I don't got to read my Bible. It's true. You don't have to do any of that. But you've been set free. Not to be lazy, not to be slothful, not to be selfish. You hear what I'm saying? You've been set free to love one another. The idea was this. You were actually bound. The idea is this. You actually could not love people. And God came and set you free. So now you've been liberated to be able to love people. So stand up. You stand up. And let's take some time. Let's take some time to love some people. So hey, say hi to some people. Give somebody a hug. It doesn't have to be somebody you haven't met before, but let's just take time to greet each other. Thank you, worship team.